This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The number of teens struggling with an anxiety disorder has been steadily increasing during the past couple of decades, and nearly 3 million adolescents have had at least one major depressive episode. As part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative, we talked to some North Texas students and their teacher about what that's like for them and what can be done about it. Shaznay Hardiman thought she was just having a bad day, the normal ups and downs of being a teenager. The 16-year-old at Prosper High School had just found out the person she was dating was cheating on her. The pain she felt was unbearable.
The next morning I woke up and I was just like, you know what, I can't do it anymore. And I kind of just felt like I didn't care about anybody at that point because nobody cared about me, you know. And I tried to hang myself. And so the only reason that I'm alive today is because my mom heard me beating against the door because I could not get down. And I look back and I'm like, why did I let it get to that point? You know, why didn't I let my guard down and my ego down so that people could know that I was really hurting?
After that, Shaznay got counseling and started taking medication. Sarah Feuerbacher is the director of SMU's Center for Family Counseling in Plano. She's been seeing more teens.
Whether it's internal or external motivators, no matter what, our young people today are very, very high-stressed, high-strung, and they are demonstrating that in just an overwhelming amount of anxiety and depression.
A group of broadcast students at Prosper High School decided to tackle the issue on the school's morning show.
With the many activities and demands, today's student often falls prey to anxiety.
They shared their own stories, talked to Feuerbacher and other students. One member of the class is senior Austin Garcia. He talks about feeling overloaded, dual credit courses to get high school and college credit. He plays baseball and waits tables at a local Italian restaurant. He usually doesn't start his homework until 10:30 and often doesn't get to bed until after midnight.
Everyone's fighting for, you know, the same spot, whether it be valedictorian or top 10%. Just anything. And so, especially in Prosper, it's extremely competitive here.
Austin says he moved from neighboring Little Elm, where he was at the top of his class. Now he's not. It's rough, he says. There's so much pressure. Brian Kennedy teaches broadcast at Prosper. He says one big difference since he went to school, technology.
When you have an influx of texting, of social media, Twitter, Instagram, you're putting everything on display. And I think that really is a huge issue when it deals with depression. Not only do I have to keep up appearances physically, I have to keep up my reputation online.
Feuerbacher at SMU's Counseling Center recalls the story of one teen who was obsessed with checking her grades online. The sophomore checked after every single class.
We have created a society where our children now are watching us do everything that we can to get to the biggest and best and next thing and pressure ourselves. And then we're also expecting our kids to do the same.
Teacher and counselor see at least one promising sign, the teens' TV show itself. Kids talked openly about some tough topics, anxiety, depression, even suicide. And that, Feuerbacher says, is a crucial first step. Stella Chavez, KERA News.